Blog Talk Radio.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. It's a spiritual combat, it's a spiritual combat, it's a spiritual combat, it's a spiritual combat. It's time to get into formation, we gotta get ready for the battle. So call on your brothers and sisters, we gotta turn back to the scriptures. Stop making it all about you. Them preachers, they got it confused. Come out of her, cause Yahuwah is our deliverer. Don't be ashamed, don't be ashamed, cause nobody's perfect. We're called by his name, we're called by his name, seek him to be worthy. We should be coming together, there's power and unity. It's time to come into the order, cause we are a living prophecy. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. It's a spiritual combat, it's a spiritual combat. It's a spiritual combat, it's a spiritual combat. Lace up them boots, we gotta move, step mode, put on camouflage. We gotta be wise, open your eyes to the most high in the sky. We must stop arguing, it's irrelevant. We must live in the Torah, it's heaven sent. He will put it in your heart, fulfilling the word of the new covenant. Don't be ashamed, don't be ashamed, cause nobody's perfect. We're called by his name, we're called by his name, seek him to be worthy. We should be coming together, there's power and unity. It's time to come into the order, cause we are a living prophecy. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. It's a spiritual combat, it's a spiritual combat. It's a spiritual combat, it's a spiritual combat. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. It's a spiritual combat, it's a spiritual combat. It's a spiritual combat, it's a spiritual combat.
Pray
that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect, and his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you. Without you, there's no need. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You always there to teach me the way. Pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect, and his kingdom will reign.
In the master's name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord and our Savior, our God and our Redeemer, the lover of our soul and the rock of our faith. I want to say Happy New Moon, family.
Happy New Moon.
Amen. This is, you know, I've been looking forward to this day. You know, I look forward to the Shabbat. But, you know, since we started these new moon celebrations and observances, you know, I get to where I look forward to these as well. Because it's a beginning of a new month. It's a big, this stands for new beginnings, period. So if you have fallen short, and if you have, you know, sinned ignorantly, because we know how that goes. We ain't got to reteach this. But if we have sinned ignorantly, we all fall short, and we all forget to do something we ought to do, or we don't do something, you know, that we're supposed to do. I think I said the same thing twice, different ways. Nevertheless, you know, this is the time that we go before the Most High, and, you know, we renew our commitment to him month to month, day to day, really, because, you know, it's a day-to-day walk. But month to month, we want to come together as a family and renew our commitment to him, acknowledge him in our lives, and ask his direction for us in the coming month. And so, you know, many people I have found, I don't know, do we have a problem praising the Most High or what? I don't know what it is, but, you know, the truth of the matter is, you know, some people have been taught that they're only supposed to, you know, take the Lord's Supper only during Passover. And I'm like, you know, we are mixing things. You know, we're mixing different requirements. And I don't know what would cause somebody to think that you could only do the Lord's Supper once a year. And I know that's what's taught. But he doesn't say that in the scripture. He says as often as you do this. So they have defined as often as Passover. But that ain't what the scripture says. The scripture don't say every Passover. He didn't say every Passover, remember. He said as often as you do this. So often sort of leaves it up to you to define how much you're going to do this. So, you know, I don't really worry about those things. I don't know even the word to use. I'm just surprised at a lot of things that are taught, you know, and I'm wondering what is behind them. Nevertheless, we are here, and we are ready to celebrate this new moon and the new month and our commitment in the Most High Elohim. So let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads. We greet everyone, no matter where you may be, if you're listening online, whether you are in North America or South America, whether you are on the African continent or in the European continent, we greet you by the only name where men must be saved, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We pray that Yah meet you today, that he meets you in your walk, that he shows himself to you. You know, I really, you know, I now this is something that does bother me, you know, and I have to say it. When people can, if you say the Most High talks to you and people be like, do you hear an audible voice? Or what is it? And I'm like, you can hear an audible voice, and I have heard an audible voice before, but I've also heard a voice in my mind. And I know when a thought comes to me that's not mine. So I've had both experiences. You know, so he speaks to you. He'll speak to you in your own voice. You think it's you. You have to check it. Because, you know, it's not something it says something that you wouldn't usually say or think something that you wouldn't usually think. But you know that it's being directed at you, and you don't usually direct a thought at yourself like that. So it's a little bit different. But I don't understand when men of God or so-called men of God say that God doesn't talk to them. And I'm like, really? So I thank the Most High that he still is talking to us and he's still communicating with us. He still cares, you know, and if you seek him out, he will show up. So we want to seek him out on this night. You know, this is a night that we participate as a group, and we, you know, open our hearts to the Most High. We don't want to have empty praise. We don't want to have empty worship. We don't want to just worship him with our lips only, but we want to worship him from our hearts. And give him, you know, his due. Because without him, we are nothing. We are nothing without him. So we want to give him his due and his props. So let me have the ladies to cover their heads, the men to uncover their heads. Let us turn toward Jerusalem. As we open in prayer for this April new moon. We celebrate the festival of the new moon as an appointment with Yah Elohim, as he has commanded us. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our Father, we fervently call upon you. You are the great and mighty one, Most High Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh, the Eternal One, Elohim of hosts. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and keeping covenant forever with those who fear your name and keep your commandments. You made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is difficult for you. You are all-powerful to save, and you bestow gracious favors to your people in love. You are holy, and your name is holy. We separate ourselves this night to come before you to honor, revere, and praise your holy name. And all the people repeat after me. Blessed are you.
Blessed are you.
Yah, our Elohim.
Yah, our Elohim.
Elohim of Elohims.
Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
And Yah of Yah.
And Yah,
the Holy One of Israel.
The Holy One of Israel.
Amen. You have called us to this appointed time to offer unto you sacrifices and offerings, to rejoice before you in the salvation of our souls, which you have provided through Yeshua, our Messiah. You have given us the beginning of month as a season of making amends, of atonement for sin, and renewal of our consecration and offering an acceptable sacrifice of our lives to you upon your altar. And all the people repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Our Elohim.
Our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who has kept us. And sustained us. And enable us to keep this appointment with you. Amen. We're going to have to work on these timings. We're going to have a special session for this.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Accept us, your people, we pray, and let our prayers come before you, and may our worship be acceptable in your presence. We ask that you would restore your holy sanctuary upon the earth and dwell with us once more in your glory. May we have the blessing of beholding your return to Zion when you will restore your divine glory upon her. And all the people repeat after me. We bless and praise you.
We bless and praise you.
For your eternal counsels.
For your eternal counsels.
When you will have compassion upon your people. And restore your glory.
And restore your glory.
Again upon Zion. And your kingdom shall be exalted.
And your kingdom shall be exalted.
Over all. Let us go to the book of Psalms 81. the book of Psalms 81. So we're going to get verses 1 through 5. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
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 The book of Psalms, 81, verses 1 through 5. To the chief musician upon, get this, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto Elohim our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the temple and the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of Elohim, the Elohim of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not.
The sound of the shofar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We shall walk in the light.
We shall walk in the light.
Let's try this again. We shall walk in the light. One, two,
we shall
three.
Walk in the light. We shall walk in the light.
Of your countenance.
Of your countenance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 6. And let us get verses. You know, I thought I got all of my batteries for my smoke alarms, but I guess I missed one. We're going to get verses 4 through 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. Hear, O Israel, Yah, our Elohim, is one Yah. And thou shalt love Yah, thy Elohim, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. So the Shema, hear, O Israel, Yah, our Elohim, is one. Hallelujah. And let us do it this way. I think I'm going to play this twice. Let me find it in here.
Lord God, the Lord is one.
it is nothing wrong with having a good time in Yah. Hallelujah.
Thanks.
Nothing wrong with having a good time in Yah.
Thanks.
So don't clam all up now. Give Yah some glory. Hallelujah.
Thanks.
It is, you know what, I love corporate praise. You know, I love when the people of Yah come together. I could have swore I heard that woman in the background screaming like she had the Holy Ghost. It just went off. So, you know what, let Yah have his way. Don't be stiff-necked and hard-hearted. Don't be all uptight. But praise, give your Elohim some praise, because he is worthy. He is worthy.
Yeah.
Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim, Yah is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity.
Amen.
Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Yah. Thank you. We glorify you, Father. We magnify you. We worship you. Hallelujah. We worship you, Rock, Father. With our hearts. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We lift you up. We magnify your name. The people you are worthy, y'all. Hallelujah. Hear, O Israel.
Thank
you. Our Elohim. Yah, he is one. Hallelujah. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He is the lover of our souls and the rock of our faith. verse 27 through 29. To whom, and when you have it, you say amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, amen. To whom Elohim would make known what is the riches of his glory. What is the riches of his glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. We ask that you would impart unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Yeshua, so that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened, to know what is the hope of his calling, and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, so that we might be strengthened with the might through the Spirit in our inner man, that Messiah may dwell in our hearts through faith.
Shalom. You hear me?
I can hear you. What happened to Brother Miles?
I don't know.
Did you mute yourself out?
Probably did.
He has to call back in.
He would drop.
Yep, he dropped.
All right, amen. I'm back. Can I be heard?
Yeah.
All right, amen. Don't know what happened. Line just dropped. So we're going to rebuke that, and we're going to rebuke the enemy, too. Let us continue. I'm going to start this over with this recital. We ask that you would impart unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Yeshua, so that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened, to know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, so that we might be strengthened and with might through his spirit in our inner man, that Messiah may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we might comprehend and really experience the love of Messiah, which passes knowledge, and be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1. Go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, and we will get verses 17 through 19. And when you have it, if you say amen.
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 The Elohim of our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. The book of Ephesians chapter 3. And we're going to get verses 16 through 19. And when you have it, if you say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with the might by his spirit in the inner man. That's that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. Let us go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 11. The book of Isaiah, chapter 11. And we'll get verses 1 and 2. And when you have it, if you say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And there shall come forth a root out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the spirit of Yah shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Yah.
Mm.
And let me have everybody's attention, because everyone needs to respond to this. Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of Yah? And the people say, we receive the spirit of Yah.
We receive the spirit of Yah.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of wisdom? And the people say, we receive the spirit of wisdom.
We receive the spirit of wisdom.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of understanding? And the people respond, we receive the spirit of understanding.
We receive the spirit of understanding.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of counsel? And the people respond, we receive the spirit of counsel.
We receive the spirit of counsel.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of knowledge? And the people respond, we receive the spirit of knowledge.
We receive the spirit of knowledge.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit of the fear of Yah? And the people reply, we receive the spirit of the fear of Yah.
We receive the spirit of fear of Yah.
Amen. All right. Let's see. Let me light this other candle for the menorah. Let us go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 45. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 45. And let us get verse 17. And when you have it, if you say amen.
Amen.
And it shall be the prince's part to give burnt offering and meat offering and drink offering in the feast and in the new moon and in the Sabbath and in all solemnities. The house of Israel. He shall prepare the sin offering and the meat offering and the burnt offering and the peace offerings to make reconciliation for the house of Israel. We are that living sacrifice today, and we are to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to the Most High Elohim, acceptable and holy, which is our reasonable service. These sacrifices that we offer and the praise that we give unto you, O Yah Elohim, we pray that you find them acceptable in thy sight. Ezekiel chapter 46 and verse 1. The book of Ezekiel chapter 46. And we're going to read verses 1 through 6. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
Amen.
Thus saith Yah Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be open, and in the day of the new moon it shall be open, and the prince shall enter in by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate, and the priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offerings and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until the evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yah, in the Sabbaths and in the new moon. And the burnt offerings that the prince shall offer unto Yah in the Sabbath day shall be 6 lambs without blemish, and a ram without blemish. And the meat offering shall be an ephah of a ram, and the meat offering for the lambs as he shall be able to give, and a hind of oil to an ephah. And in the day of the new moon, it shall be 1 young bullock without blemish, and 6 lambs, and a ram. They shall be without blemish. Hallelujah. Father Yah, we come before you right now. If there be any of us that have sinned ignorantly, Father, we ask that you would forgive us our sins even right now, and that you would remove those blemishes from us, that we may be an offering unto you as a ram without blemish, as a sacrifice without blemish. Father, we just want to glorify you and lift you up. Accept us, your people, and accept this sacrifice. Isaiah chapter 66. Verse 22 through 24. For as the new heavens, well, let me make sure you guys are there. If you're there, say amen. Isaiah 66, starting in verse 22.
Amen.
We want us to understand that the verses we read previously, those are actually the third temple, and all the world will have to come and worship the Most High. At his temple, at the east gate. But now we're going to be looking at after the 1,000-year reign of Messiah, after the 1,000-year reign of Messiah. Isaiah 66, verses 22 through 24. For as the new heaven and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith Yah, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yah. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worms shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. So we hear that even in the new kingdom, when he remakes the heavens and the earth, from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before him. And then all those people will also look at all those people who are in the lake. We don't want to be in there. So we give him glory and we honor him in his new moons and in his Sabbath. We want to be faithful, as we will be in the new kingdom, coming before him each new moon and every Sabbath. Sounds like we're going to be there a lot.
Amen.
Yah Elohim. May it be your will, Yah our Elohim, and the Elohim of our fathers, that we begin this month with the pardoning of sin and the forgiveness of iniquity. Bless and sanctify this new month to us and to all your people with joy and gladness, with blessing and provision for all our needs in peace and in prosperity. Unite our hearts to fear Yah, your name, so that we will keep your commandments and walk in the paths of righteousness for your honor and to receive your blessing. We long for the day when the Torah will go forth from Zion to all the nations, when darkness will flee away, and when the saints of the Most High will possess the kingdom, and when you will destroy those who destroy the earth, when wars will forever cease, when justice and righteousness will fill the earth as the oceans cover the earth, and when Yah will be king over all the earth and his name one. And let us all say, amen.
Amen.
And you guys will need to repeat after me. So I will say it, then I will say it, and the people say, and then y'all repeat. We have to put a cadence to this thing. If we were in the army and we were marching, well, we would look bad. Everybody out of step. We express our gratitude to you. And the people say,
We express our gratitude to you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to shorten these up. Creator of the universe.
Creator of the universe.
For the renewal of our lives.
For the renewal, of our lives.
And the hope we have in you. And I know I changed my own thing. I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't follow my own instructions. And for the hope we have in you, and the people say.
And for the hope we have in you.
For the coming month. And the people say,
for the coming month.
Blessed are you. And the people say,
blessed are you.
Who sanctifies your people. And the people say,
who sanctifies your people.
Israel in the beginning of the month. And the people say,
Israel in the beginning of the month.
Amen. Remind me to follow my own instructions.
Amen.
And all the people, repeat after me again. As we petition the Most High. Oh, Yah, our Elohim. And the people say.
Oh, Yah, Elohim.
We call upon you, and the people say,
We call upon you.
This day to hear our prayer, and the people say,
This day to hear our prayer.
For forgiveness, and the people say,
For forgiveness.
And for all our shortcomings, and the people say,
and for all our transgressions,
and the people say,
for all our transgressions,
and for all our sins, and the people say.
And for all our sins.
For your holy name's sake, and the people say.
For your holy name's sake.
And for Zion's sake, and the people say.
And for Zion's sake.
And for your people, and the people say.
And for your people.
And for all mankind. And the people say.
And for all mankind.
We turn to you. And the people say.
We turn to you.
And seek your compassion. And the people say.
And seek your compassion.
And your mercy. And the people say.
And your mercy.
Yah, our rock. And the people say.
Yah, our rock.
And our redeemer. And the people say.
And our redeemer.
Hear our prayer, and the people say,
Hear our prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Yah, Elohim, our fathers, the Elohim of our fathers, and our Elohim, we ask that in this coming month that you would give us what we need spiritually. To grow into your likeness, that you would give us what we need emotionally to walk in your way, that you would give us what we need mentally to be conscious of you and your word at all times, that you would give us what we need financially, that we would have sufficient for ourselves and can bless others, that you would give us what we need physically, that we can serve you faithfully and glorify you in all that we do. Amen. Amen and amen. Let us give the Most High hand clap of praise again. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that you would provide for us all that we have petitioned you for, Father. We lay before your throne and we ask that you would fulfill our needs, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Now I'm going to ask everybody to go get their wine or their grape juice, whichever one that they are using. Both are acceptable. And when everybody is back, if they have it, if you just say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. We want to be on one accord. All right. Yah is the incomprehensible one. Before the beginning of the creative process, he was and ever shall be. Our Heavenly Father, the great creator, chose to emerge from the dwelling in the unapproachable light of eternity and reveal himself through his creation, his manifestation of light into the world. For it is Elohim who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, who was shown in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of Elohim in the face of Yeshua HaMashiach. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of Elohim and not of us. Yeshua said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much. And everybody put your hands over your glass of wine or your cup of wine or your cup of grape juice. Father, yeah, we bless this drink. And we know that it represents the blood of Messiah, the blood that he shed for us. And Father, we take this blood with reverence. And we thank you, Messiah, for your gift to us on the cross, for being willing to lay down your life for us that we might have eternal life. And after the same manner, also he took the cup, and when he had us up, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And everybody, and take of the blood of Messiah. And in when he performed this ceremony, he says, and drink you it all. Everybody take the unleavened bread or the wafers or crackers, whatever you have, and drink you all. Has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For it was befitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call us brethren. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this. This do in remembrance of me. And everybody may now take the bread that they have. Father Yah, we thank you for providing Messiah our sacrifice. We thank you for him going to the cross.
Yeah.
And for being willing to lay down his life for us, to have his body broken, beaten, and abused, that we might be able to come back to you. Father, we reverence this gift, and we eat it in reverence, and everybody may eat now. Let us give our Father a hand clap of praise for his goodness and his mercy and his salvation. Thank you for your excitement. Thank you for your gift, Father. You have glorified you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Where will we be right now, Father, for what you can do? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. And all the people repeat after me. Blessed are you. And all the people say.
Blessed are you.
Blessed are you.
Yah, our Elohim. And all the people say.
Yah, Elohim.
King of the universe. And all the people say.
King of the universe.
Who resurrects bread from the earth, and all the people say.
Who resurrects bread from the earth.
Bread from the earth.
Blessed are you, and all the people say.
Blessed are you, Yah.
For sanctifying us, your people. And the people say.
For sanctifying us,
your people.
In the renewal of our lives, and the people say.
In the renewal of our lives.
This month, and the people say.
This month.
Amen. We thank you and praise you for all the redemption which you have provided in Yeshua HaMashiach, and for all the mighty acts which you have performed on behalf, and the victories which you have given us in our lives, both in this time and in previous times. You are mighty Elohim. You are a mighty Elohim and Savior. Yes. And all who live shall thank you and praise your name and truth. Blessed are you, O Yah Elohim, our salvation and our succor. You are good and worthy to be praised, and we give thanks unto you for all your great benefits to us. Hallelujah. Now it's time that you should have your meal. So if everybody will go get their meal, all who are going to eat here, and then we will pray over it.
Hallelujah.
All right. Since everybody is back.
I just made it back.
Amen. All right. Are we all back?
Yes.
All right, let us bow our head. All right, amen. Let us bow our head. Father Yah, we thank you for all that you provide for us. We thank you for this meal in the nourishment of our body. In Christ's sake, amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, no smacking.
No smacking.
Now, my sister used to tell me about my smoke alarms going off, and I never realized how loud they were on the phone. Somebody got some batteries they need to replace. I know I got one. It's more than one person, too. If y'all need some help, just let me know. We'll arrange to have somebody come by and replace your batteries for you if you're not able to.
Amen.
Amen. I know I don't like getting up on that ladder. And mine's are way up there, too. But I thought I got them all. I guess I missed one. Let me play some music while we're eating. I'm fine. Something to drink here.
Is for you. I give you the praise and the glory. You came and you walk in the flesh, an example of love. It is a story. Your words jump at me like a picture. The perfect you are in the scriptures. Your words, they don't change and they don't go void. You are the truth you deliver. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that. Check all my members, 'cause I gotta be in that number. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that. Yeah. beside you, and they know that's a fact. You are the Redeemer, and they know you coming back.
Yeah. Inside of me, unleash your power for we get to church and won't raise our hands, knowing how God brought us through. I will never be ashamed to stand up and praise his name. Cause when I was in sin, Jesus came and took me in, picked me up and he turned me around, placed my feet on higher ground. You don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. But if you got love, keep me, you've been with me, stand up and love.
I'm doing it in a pattern.
Keep on doing your pattern.
I've been testing a couple of these old stuff down here.
He's muted for a second for some reason.
Oh, wow. I unmuted everybody but me. I'm steadily going here. Good grief. All right. Amen. All right. Let us bow our heads. Father, yeah, we thank you. We glorify you and we lift you up. We thank you for this new moon feast. We thank you for meeting us this month and for providing for us. We thank you ahead of time, Father, because we know truly you have always come through and you always will. So, Father, we thank you ahead of time. Father, we thank you for loved ones. We pray that you would unction them to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commands. We pray for our enemies, that you might give them peace, that they might know you and become our friends. Father, we pray for our leaders in the world. Give them the spirit to do righteous works and not to be self-serving, but to serve the people. The book of Numbers, chapter 6. The book of Numbers, chapter 6, and we will be reading verses 24 through 27. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. Yah bless you and keep you. Yah make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yah lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. May the name of Yah be upon each and every one of you, and may you walk in his blessing. May he guide your paths, and may he keep you safe. He who exists will present you gifts and will guard you with a hedge of protection. He who exists will illuminate you with the wholeness of his being, bringing order, shalom, and he will beautify you. He who exists will lift up wholeness of his being and look upon you to set in a place all you need to be whole and complete. This concludes our new moon service. May Yah bless each and every one of you. May you have joy in him, and may his peace be upon you in this coming month. May he give you favor in your coming in and your going out. Today is Monday. Tomorrow, we are still dealing in, tomorrow we will be dealing in, still dealing in spiritual warfare. Dealing in spiritual warfare. We're dealing with our people and the spirit that the Most High has upon us. We know what the fix is. We know what the treatment is. There's some other side effects that we want to look at so that we might identify them, so that we know that this is the spirit that we're dealing with. I pray that everyone comes and shows up. The Most High really has been revealing some good things that we might be able to fight the good fight. You know, not just be told that we're doing bad, but what we need to do in accordance with him, what he said, that we need to do, we have to do. And so we're going to start, you know, picking apart these little spirits that seem to be dwelling among our people, that spirit of lasciviousness, of whoredom, which has not just a toehold, as I said, but has us by a leg, the thigh, and an ankle, and we just can't seem to break free as a people. But we got some other spirits as well, spirits of abuse, as such, as the Most High puts it on my heart. We will start to deal with those specifically because, you know, there's a lot of forgiveness that needs to be had. And we need to be able to get to a place where we can move on in our lives and not have these things holding on to us and holding us back. So I pray that you join us tomorrow night. And then on Thursday, we will have the family business meeting. It got scheduled late last week. I had sent out a text. I was going to cancel it. And the truth of the matter is, as soon as I asked somebody to send the text, then the meeting that I was in ended. I pray that nothing like that happens this week so that we can have the meeting and address, you know, address the business paperwork that we need to do. So as we go forth this evening, remember, may the Most High encamp his angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again at the appointed time, remember, I love you, but Yah loves you more. Shalom, family. Happy New Year.
What can I do if I don't?